And this is Tate Servance coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom with your news for the hour. We're going to get going for you right now. But first, this update is brought to you by Eric Lundy, your local financial advisor at Lundy Financial Services in Bad Axe. For stocks, bonds, CDs, mutual funds, and IRAs, contact Lundy Financial Services at 840 South Van Dyke Road in Bad Axe. Securities and advisory services are offered through Prospera Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SIPC. As Michigan students return to the classroom, state officials are reminding families about a confidential program that allows students to report potential threats and safety concerns. OK to Say allows students to submit tips involving possible harm or criminal activity that is affecting students, school employees, or school property. The program operates through the Michigan State Police Office of School Safety and is available to public and private schools statewide. Since launching in 2014, OK to Say has received more than 78,000 tips. State officials say nearly 10,800 tips were submitted during 2025, the program's second highest annual total. Attorney General Dana Nessel says the system gives students a confidential way to report concerns they may become aware of before adults do. Tips can involve a range of student safety issues and may be submitted by phone, text, online, email, or through the OK to Say mobile app. Officials stress that OK to Say is intended for non-emergency reports. Anyone aware of an immediate threat of violence or other emergency should contact local law enforcement or call 911. A 73-year-old man was taken to the hospital after being struck by a large tree limb in northern Huron County. Port Austin and Kendi Fire Departments, along with Central Huron EMS, responded to an area of M25 east of Helms Road following a report that a tree limb had fallen on a person. The man was reportedly struck in the chest by a limb estimated to be about 2 feet in diameter. Flight care was initially requested but was canceled a short time later. Instead, the man was transported by ambulance to a local hospital for treatment. No additional information on his condition was immediately available. A simple cardboard tube filled with treated cotton could play a role in reducing the number of ticks around homes and other outdoor areas. Known as tick tubes, the devices contain cotton treated with the insecticide permethrin. Mice collect the cotton for nesting material, exposing their fur and ticks feeding on them to the chemical. The approach is significant because white-footed mice are an important reservoir for the bacteria that causes Lyme disease. Young black-legged ticks can acquire the bacteria while feeding on infected mice and potentially transmit later to humans and other animals. Researchers caution that tick tubes are not a standalone answer to tick-borne disease. Their effectiveness can vary depending on conditions and how frequently mice use them. Experts generally recommend combining tick control measures with personal precautions, including checking for ticks after spending time outdoors and promptly removing any that are found. We're going to be right back after this message from Lundy Financial.
Are you currently in the market for a fixed-rate corporate bond? This is Eric Lundy with Lundy Financial Services.
Get a 4-year fixed rate corporate bond with estate features at 5.35% from the Ford Motor Credit Company, or get a 5-year fixed rate corporate bond with estate features at 5.1%, a 10-year fixed rate corporate bond with estate features at 5.75%, or a 30-year fixed rate corporate bond with estate features at 6.45%, each from the Dow Chemical Company.
For more information, please call me at 989-269-7427, and we can see if this type of investment would be appropriate for you.
Corporate bond rate is based on $5,000 minimum purchase. Advertised rate is valid as of 8/18/2026 and subject to change daily without notice. Securities and advisory services offered through Prospera Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC.
And that was your news for this hour. You can always go to thumbnet.net anytime, anywhere for news, weather, cancellations, obituaries, and more. I'm Tate Servance coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom.